With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Vice President Vance rebukes European leaders for squelching freedom of speech and conscience.
The vice president made his remarks during a NATO security conference Friday in Munich, a day after visiting a notorious Nazi-era concentration camp.
There is no security if you are afraid of the voices, the opinions, and the conscience that guide your very own people.
Mr. Vance reasserted the U.S. demand that NATO members step up defense spending to balance American levels of financing the security alliance.
Correspondent George Williams says Vance will be meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the summit. Federal workforce layoffs have begun as the administration strives to cut the size and the cost of government. Probationary employees yet to be covered by civil service protections are being pink-slipped. President Trump plans tariffs to match those being charged by other countries on U.S. imports. The president says it's all about fairness. Also at SRNNews.com, on the West Coast, they've seen fire, they've seen rain.
Southern California is getting hit by destructive debris flows caused by heavy rains. Rain sent debris across roads, including the Pacific Coast Highway. A fire department vehicle was pushed into the ocean. The debris flow is coming from the wildfires in Los Angeles. Jeremiah Small lives in Altadena.
We're trying to do our own personal assessment of risk and not get caught up in the hype train, but also not be, you know, casual about it either.
He spoke to KABC. I'm Ed Donahue.
And wintry weather, ice and snow, snarling traffic across parts of the Pacific Northwest. There have been multiple vehicle pileups on highways in Oregon and Washington State. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down about 58 points, while the Nasdaq trading 6 points higher. This is SRN News. A new study reveals who Generation Z trusts.
The Barna Group has been asking teens and young adults who they take their spiritual questions to, and the answer is mom and dad. Gen Z go to their parents with spiritual concerns before they consult their pastor, their youth minister, or their friends. And when you break the data down, the poll shows that mom is the one young people are most likely to approach with spiritual questions, outpacing dad 53% to 35%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than two dozen liberal religious groups have filed a federal lawsuit challenging a Trump administration move, giving immigration agents more leeway to make arrests at houses of worship. The plaintiffs range from the Mennonites and Unitarian Universalists to the Union for Reform Judaism. The lawsuit, filed in U.S. District Court in Washington, contends that the new policy is spreading fear of raids, thus lowering attendance at worship services. This is SRN News. A bipartisan effort is underway on Capitol Hill to ensure that AM radio remains a staple in every car across the country.
With concerns over public safety, free speech, and rural accessibility, lawmakers are pushing back against automakers' moves to phase out AM radio from new vehicles. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Massachusetts Democrat Senator Ed Markey are fighting back against efforts to remove AM radios from new cars. Senator Cruz emphasized its significance, saying, quote, "It's critical to keep us safe. It also continues to be the most reliable form of emergency communication during severe weather and power outages." Bernie Bennett reporting.
After almost a month, TikTok has returned to the Apple and Google app stores. The popular China-owned app is back after President Trump delayed enforcement of a ban on TikTok in the U.S. It's estimated that more than 170 million Americans use the video sharing app. It's been the target of national security and privacy concerns. More details, SRNNews.com.